Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Hi!
Hello!
Welcome to another episode of Rachel Uncensored. I am here this episode with my girlfriend Abby.
Hello.
Do you want to be Abby?
It's me.
Abby or Abigail?
Either one. My full name is Abigail, but I will go by Abby or Abigail.
A-B-B-I-E. No Y. Get the Y
no
out
No Y
there.
And no E-Y either. It's just E-Y? A straight I-E.
Oh, because there's people that go A-B-B-E-Y?
Yes.
I hate that there's so many spellings of names.
Yeah, it can be confusing, especially as you're a child and you're sad that your name is not spelled correctly.
Is yours incorrectly spelled?
No, it's just not the common. It's A-B-B-Y is common.
Oh.
But my parents wanted to go with more traditional, like it's Abigail. So the short for Abigail is Abby.
Yeah.
Spelled the way the mine is spelled.
Oh, wait. So there's people that are named Abby without it being Abigail?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I actually think that's the E-Y because I think A-B-B-Y is also Abigail. But I'm like, then why are you throwing a Y in there?
That's like. Why. It's like when John can be either be with or without the H.
Yeah.
It confuses the shit out of
well,
me.
Well, no, because that means that John, J-O-H-N, oh. is just John, but J-O-N is short for Jonathan.
No.
Yeah.
But I know both a John, two, it's spelled both different ways that are short for Jonathan.
My mind is blown.
You're the only Abby I've ever really actually
cared about.
Been madly in love with and wanted to just be
That's
with
fine.
Constantly.
That's fine.
No, I don't know another Abby in my life that has ever been in my life.
Mm.
Like it is a common name, but I've never been friends with someone, so I'd never care about spelling their names.
Well,
anyway, hi, welcome. So today we're just hanging out, and I've decided that we're gonna look at some on Reddit, just this like advice columns where people ask for advice, and then there was a few am I the assholes that Joy and I didn't get to last time that I thought would be fun for us to get to. You down?
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
I love Reddit.
All right. You know how to use Reddit. I don't know how to use Reddit.
I will just ask a question on the internet and then afterwards ask like put Reddit.
Oh, like you go into Google?
Yeah, I'll be like for a lot of our Europe trip, I'll be like, what is the best pizza place in Rome? And then in parentheses, Reddit. And then
she plans all our trips. I don't know how to do any of that.
I read what other people say.
I book the flights. That's the only thing I'm good at because I worked for Colleen. And that's what I did is I booked flights.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it because I show up and I'm like, all right, what are we doing? Let's go. I have
it all planned out.
I eat delicious food and have fun. I don't care. All right.
Hi, ready?
Ready.
I love you.
Love you.
All right. This is from the Reddit advice. It is titled, would it be weird to have period pads? So this person says, I, a 17-year-old male, am thinking of buying pads for periods for emergencies. Now, I do not have a girlfriend or any reason to buy them other than just for in case of emergencies. If I randomly hear a girl that needs one and can't find one, so I'll have like two in my bag at all times for the sake of having them, because I know most girls have them, and I think it would be nice for some guys to also have them. Would that be weird? Am I thinking right? Should I buy them? For the record, if I get them, I'll get a very general fit, because everyone is different, you know? I love this human being so much.
Okay, let's just be clear. This guy is trying to get laid, correct?
Well, he's a 17-year-old male, yes.
Okay.
Everyone is constantly trying to get laid. Who's not trying to get laid constantly?
But I think he's going about it the right way.
I'm all about him.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to do.
I think, yes. What user, I don't know. Oh, add gold. Dude, that's the way to do it. Understand women.
Wait, he's 17.
He's a
17. How does he even know what periods are at 17? I know men that are like in their 20s that don't know anything about periods.
This is an advanced male.
Yeah, so I feel like he's doing well for himself. Yeah,
I mean, you could also, if you wanted to, have two pads and two tampons.
Yeah, because women have preferences.
They do.
Wait, did he also say something about size?
Yeah, because he said, I'm just going to get a general fit because I know all women.
A general fit?
That's just like a regular. Like, you know how like tampons.
Yeah.
I don't dabble in the pads much, but I know a lot about tampons.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
they're very similar. Pads are like, you can get a super pad. You can get a thin pad. So they're like kind of the same. But
who raised this man? Because he's onto it.
Yeah, I can't believe. And the fact that he's even asking, he's like going online to like ask, I'm hoping, other women.
Yeah, because he's like, hey, I think this is the right thing.
Is this cool for me to do? He's already on the right path.
He better get laid.
Well, when was this? Probably like 4 years ago.
Nah, I think this was pretty recent.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
These were all pretty recent. This is nice.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I wish all men did that. I wish men weren't freaked out by periods. I wish that some women weren't freaked out by periods. There are women who are grossed out by it, too.
Yeah. It's a part of the like human body. That's what we do.
Yeah.
So why be grossed out about it? Like, we can't change it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I've grown up with women around me and everyone's always just been like, yeah, this is period. Like everyone's like, the women have all very been open. You're the first one I've met that's just like, I don't know. I'm like, I have to change my flex in the shower. And you're like, go for it.
Here, I'll pull it out for you.
She's pulled out my flex.
Not only am I like, I told you I'm not grossed out about stuff, but also if you think about what people do to each other's bodies sexually.
No. Yeah, it's not.
Then what are we all freaked out about? There's like nothing to be scared about.
No, you have made me, I would like you to know, you have made me very more comfortable than I already was with my period. She's doing eyes. But that is a big thing. Just having at least one person in your life just like so comfortable with
it.
This guy is winning. I like him. Yes. Yes to him.
Yes to him.
All right. This one is titled, My Boyfriend Hates My Dildos. Please help.
Okay.
Okay. This is a sexual one. Okay.
Is this a man talking or a woman?
This is a woman. She said, my boyfriend of 7 months just confronted me because he found 2 dildos and a vibrator inside a dresser drawer in my room. I almost started crying because I was so embarrassed. I've told him multiple times not to go through my things. He said that I'm selfish and disgusting for using sex toys and that I'm basically cheating on him. He said that I either have to throw them away or he's going to break up with me. What should I do? There's an update, but I want to get this full.
Well, okay, so top thing is this man is insecure.
Yes.
For what reason? Yes. We don't know yet. We will delve into that this in a second.
This is why I hate this, because I can't ask questions. I want to ask so many questions.
Yeah, because you don't know. I mean, you have no backstory. You don't know who the other person is. You don't have enough information. But any man that is,
or any human
that is threatened by sex toys,
because I know a lot of women who are also threatened by, like, gay women who get threatened by sex toys.
Yeah, I feel like any human that is threatened by that kind of stuff is probably uncomfortable with their body and, I don't know, has been like told around at some point that those things are,
I think men, not women, well, like, I think it has been thought of that if you're not the exact thing making the person come, then there's something wrong with your performance.
Right.
Which is not true. Like, I think sex toys are there to enhance and help.
Yeah, I like when I've seen like some TikToks where guys are like telling other guys like, hey, the vibrator, that the sex toys are your teammate.
Yes. They're
not your opponent.
Yes.
And that is the key, is it's, they're not working against you. They're working with you.
Yeah.
Because as a person, you can only do so much. Like, you only have so many hands and fingers and a tongue and,
like, dudes, if body she has, parts. She has a dildo when you're not around. Like, she's craving dick. Like, so, but I know that I'm saying, like,
cannot relate.
No, but like, if she is using a dildo when he is not around, that means like she clearly like likes that. And so I think is something that'll be like, yeah, like, okay, she likes dick. I don't use a dildo when you're not around.
Okay.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's a thing where it's like,
yeah, totally.
Like, that's what she wants. So yeah. Like, that should be a thing. Be like, okay, so when I am around, she doesn't need that because I'm there.
Yeah.
And then with vibrators, that is a teammate. That is fully a teammate.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole other, like, aspect of just masturbation, which should be okay.
Masturbation shouldn't cool, be frowned upon.
It shouldn't be frowned upon. But a lot of people feel intimidated by if their partner is doing that because for some reason that translates to them not pleasing them fully. But there's sometimes it's just like being by yourself is different. I haven't oh my gosh.
I've literally not done anything. I haven't
thought
about all
the people that are going to watch this now.
Oh, I was like, what? I didn't say anything.
I haven't done that except for when I have a headache. I have done that twice.
That's a medical cure.
That's fine.
Not offended.
Anyways, going off on a tangent.
When your human's not around and you want to get off. So I do know that it's very different of like, sometimes it's just like, it's different than like a moment with your partner versus like your body wants something. You don't have fucking time. You can do it yourself in 10 seconds.
Yeah,
you can get it
exactly.
Done.
Exactly. So maybe that's why it's sad that she felt like this. We're going back to this woman, this person.
Yes.
She had, you know, a vibrator and dildo and stuff. And that's sad for her that she had to feel embarrassed about that because
I think that feeds into like the shame of like society has against sex. There is a lot of shame in sex in society. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like you are supposed to be good at it, but you're only supposed to have ever done it with like the person you're with at that moment. Like no one's ever supposed to have a sex history. Like everyone just gets mad at the fact that not everybody, but like they're unhealthily, like people get very jealous of the fact that their person's been with someone before.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Or the fact that they do masturbate. And like, I think there is a lot of shame around masturbation. I think
that it just matters like if you're communicating or not. Like, well, first of all, if your sex life is healthy with the person that you're with, then that doesn't even become a thought in your mind. You're not like, well, what if they're doing this by themselves, then I feel left out. Like, no. It's you are sad. Everyone's satisfied. Everyone's communicating. Like if that's something they want to do on their free time because they're bored or it has nothing to do with the fact that you're not making them happy.
And I think that masturbation is good because people can explore their bodies and figure out what they want and what feels good so they can relay that to their partner.
Exactly. But I think a lot of men do not like that.
Correct. Because they feel...
That's why that dude was upset is because he feels like he's being... She said that he was saying, you're cheating on me, basically. But no. I think the difference is when men generally masturbate, they are watching porn.
Yes.
Not that that's wrong for whoever it is.
Porn can be very addictive. You have to be very careful with it. Right. That is what I've always said. Like,
yeah.
And if you're watching porn and everyone in it is a willing participant and it is just paid sex workers who are very comfortable and whatever, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It can be very addictive and it can lead to negative behaviors and negative thoughts about sex.
Right.
If you're not careful with it.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's why a man like this specific man is upset is because he is connecting the dots to her masturbating means that she's watching porn, which she's watching other men. And exactly why, like thinking about other men doing this or that. And that's why it's like cheating or whatever. But the fact that she was like embarrassed and sad and she was she's asking about it like, girl, you did nothing wrong. You can have all the dildos and vibrators
have
you
your
want.
Toys.
And ask him, would you like to do this with me? Like,
yeah, that's hot.
Would you like to? Yeah, whatever. I can't get too much into it. But you guys all know what I'm saying.
Ask him if he wants to explore it.
Yeah. Using a vibrator in a hetero relationship.
I think a vibrator should be used in every scenario in which a girl is involved. Not every single time. But like in a gay or a hetero relationship where a girl is involved, I think a vibrator should... I think it can be very helpful in a lot of scenarios.
I don't think you'll ever find a girl that doesn't say yes to being asked if they would like a vibrator used in their sexual experience.
You don't always need it.
Bam.
She dropped the bomb. You don't always need it, but that doesn't mean that like
you always have to change. You can't do the same fucking thing every single time during sex. You gotta mix
boring.
Things up. That it gets
boring.
Really fucking boring. You have to switch things up. You have to have other tools in your toolbox. Like, yeah. You can have a hammer and it can get shit done a lot of the time, but sometimes you're gonna need other tools to do things better or easier or with more finesse.
Or more fun.
Or more fun.
Sometimes a hammer's not as fun to just nail in a nail with
the
hammer.
Yeah, you can nail in a nail, but you can also screw in a screw.
You can also screw in a nail and hammer in a screw.
You could if you have a lot of power behind you. I don't know what we're saying.
This might be all cut out later.
I'm going to read the update. She said, "This morning, my boyfriend called me around 8 a.m. and apologized for everything he said and promised that he would be better in the future. He cash-apped me $70. I don't know why. Accept it. I cursed him out a bit and told him that he embarrassed me and really hurt my feelings. You should never be embarrassed. No one can make you feel embarrassed. So... you need to be proud, not proud, but just strong in your opinion about your toys and not be shamed by them. No one can shame you for them.
No.
And that I want to take a break from the relationship now to think some things over. Did I make the right decision? Let me know." Yeah, I mean, if you want to be, he is, like, I think a little immature and needs to grow as a human. And if you want to be with someone who's already have that shit figured out, that's on you. But that's just your personal preference. There's other things in the relationship that maybe this is an opportunity for you to take a break because of other things. The break is your decision, but do not be shamed for your sex toys.
Yes. I was going to say, though, also, I feel like that wasn't an isolated incident. Like,
no.
She was like, oh, he found my stuff and now we need a break. I'm sure there were other things that were happening in the relationship that made her kind of realized that was probably the last straw, the cherry on top of her realizing, okay, maybe I need to take a break. But doesn't matter. It's still big enough to be like questioning the person that you're with.
Yes.
And like, okay,
because
well,
she told him not
a little
to go
aggressive.
She said, don't go through my things. He crossed that boundary. Which, but also if you were like, never go through this drawer, I'd be like, why?
Well, yeah.
But, and then also it sounds like he's got some jealousy and insecurity that he needs to work through on his own. And you might not be in the position emotionally to deal with that.
He might have just been jealous that you had the sex toys and he did not. Because men don't feel like they can buy those things.
I just think that people need to just accept that it's not... It is just the society like makes fun of fetishes and they relate sex toys to fetishes, I think.
Yeah, and sex toys are literally made general... like. In society, they are made for women, but that is not true. Like they're marketed for women. They're pink. They're like sparkly. They're all these things. They're very feminine. There's a very feminine connotation to sex toys, and I think men don't understand that they're used. They're supposed to be universally used for everyone.
Yeah,
yeah. So. No man is watching this that's gonna be like, oh
no.
My gosh,
my audience,
but
is,
all the girls are like, yes,
my audience, yes! Is 12% men and they're probably gay. If you are a straight male and listening to this, I love you. I absolutely love you and love that you're open to all of this and know that sex toys for the women are your friend and they're also for you, because all of our friends, our female friends that are gay who have sex, always like, they're not just like, her fingers are great. They're like, she popped out this like amazing strap on and fucking knew how to use it. Like,
exactly.
It is the toy, like you being open and knowing how to get them to come, whether with your own body or something else. That is the goal. Getting them to come is the goal.
It doesn't matter how you do it.
No.
That's the thing, though. It doesn't matter how you do it. Actually, the more weird and like off the wall, out of your head it is, the cooler and more amazing it is.
Yeah, and
it's
the more like, comfortable.
Whoa,
like,
I never thought to do this. I never even thought of this.
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're so experienced and comfortable with all this shit. Like, you look cooler and more experienced.
Yeah, you like pull up some, like, you pull out like some weird thing. You're like, watch. And then everyone's happy. Everyone's very
as
happy.
As long as everyone is happy in the end, what's the problem? All right, before we move on to the next advice column, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
ZocDoc
is our sponsor for today. Are you that type of person that knows how to treat themselves? Nothing too intense, but when you're getting a pedicure, yeah, you'll opt in for the extra 10-minute foot massage with green tea-infused lotion because you deserve it. Or you do Economy Plus because you need that extra legroom on that plane because you deserve it. And you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life. Then why would you settle when you're finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you find and book tens of thousands of top-tier doctors, all verified patient-reviewed. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you because you deserve it. We all deserve it. And with ZocDoc, you got more options than you know. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is just between 24 to 72 hours. That's it. And you can even score some same-day appointments. So if you want to check it out, go to ZocDoc.com/Rachel and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/Rachel. ZocDoc.com/Rachel. Skims is our sponsor for today. I know that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've had problems with it, whether it's the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for almost a year now, and I just now tried another one of their t-shirts, and I cannot stress this enough. It is the softest t-shirt I have ever owned or touched. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I love wearing my boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx that I got from Skims. I grab it every time I want to wear something casual, but also I can dress it up for a night out and I absolutely love it. So if you want to, and you should, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, this one is titled, we're shifting gears. We're shifting gears greatly, all right? Okay. This is...
I have to shift gears.
Are you shifting? Oh, roll it out. Roll the neck out.
Okay.
I cracked my neck a little bit. Stretch it. Deep breath.
I'm ready.
I, 19-year-old male, am I a bad person for getting angry at my boyfriend, a 20-year-old male, when he gets sad? Okay. This is a very different thing. So, this is obviously going to be
both, okay, 19 and 20 years old.
They're young. Mental health is involved. Probably a fresh relationship. Let's get into
this.
Can we have more?
Oh, that was
there's
just the
more.
Title. I'm like, wait, I need more than that. Okay.
No,
okay. Okay.
There's
okay.
More,
sorry.
More,
continue.
More, more.
Okay.
So the title sounds bad and it probably is, but am I going crazy? Me and my boyfriend got together 4 years ago. Okay. So this is an established relationship. And I realized after a few months, he's suffering from depression. Okay. The mental health thing has been acknowledged. They realize it's depression. It got so bad that I had to force him to get help. He hurt himself twice, and I just had to do something. He is happy that he got help, and I am happy too. However, after 4 years, my behavior has changed. When he got sad before, I always calmed him down, said that everything was going to be okay, and that I'm here for him. After a whole day of activities that I had planned to keep him happy, he just suddenly said, wow, today sucked. I am so tired and hungry and I have to cook again. Or look at this huge pimple. Why am I so ugly? Or do you see how fat I am? Okay, you're trying to be, sorry, there's more, but you're trying to be his source of happiness and you cannot be. And
wait, I'm sorry. Did it say anything about medication in that?
No. So this person clearly has depression, struggling from clinical depression, but they say that they got help. So maybe they have a therapist.
Okay.
But, okay, I'm going to keep reading. I have so
There's
many
more?
Thoughts. Yes. I have okay. so many thoughts and questions.
Okay.
All right. That made me sad before, whenever they degraded themselves, but never right. angry up until now. This is a few weeks ago. It started getting bad. I reacted to his sadness with anger. Every time he says he's fat, ugly, or that the current day sucked, I get angry when the reason... He said he is sad is stupid. When I apologize, he says he can't even be sad anymore because I won't let him. Am I a bad person for losing my nerve after so many years? You just don't have the emotional capacity, which isn't a fault of yours. You have to deal with your own shit. But sometimes if you're with someone who is constantly draining and isn't seeking more and more help or trying to better themselves, like, you can try and be there for someone, but you can't be their therapist. And if they're not willing to change or they never grow, I think you have to sometimes move on. Like, if you don't have that emotional capability to do so, which isn't a negative thing on them, like, that person, your boyfriend, is clearly struggling with depression. Mm-hmm. And while they may have a therapist, they are still, that's just who they are. And you have to accept that. And you can't keep trying to change them or make them happier. You cannot be the source of someone's happiness. You can be a part of it. But if you're trying to be the sole source of it, and they have clinical depression, that is never going to end how you want it to. This is a relationship I think you should probably step away from, or I would at least. If someone is after 4 years still struggling with depression, and to the point where you just don't have the patience for it anymore, that's not anything negative on you, and you're not giving up on them. You need to do this for yourself, whereas they clearly aren't getting the help or even caring to put in the work for themselves, and which is affecting the relationship.
Yeah, you have to think, like, how, so for 4 years they have understood that they have this issue.
Yeah.
You both do, and they've sought help, but have they actually been doing this, like, have they been taking the steps to heal and be a better person is a different story. Like, you could go to therapy for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and, you know, be going to therapy, but not actually
doing the work.
Going to therapy is not going to fix you.
No.
You have to go to therapy and then take the advice, do the work, yes, do the healing, do the processes. Like, those things are, like, it has to be on you. Like, a therapist will not fix you. So and also it's just like, if that person, his boyfriend, is really struggling with depression, they do need medication.
Yes.
They and probably no need medication. And that's okay. There's an imbalance. It's not their fault. But if for 4 years you're really still feeling like your life is shit consistently, there is something else underlying. And so it sometimes requires a medicinal.
Yes. And if you, for 4 years, you've been trying to make this person happy and you can't, you either need to accept that or move on. Because, like,
well, nobody can thrive in a relationship like that. Like,
no,
whoever that person is, the person that wrote this, you can't, that is not a happy relationship.
No, there's
for you.
There's no way your needs are being met.
Right. And it's not a matter of, well, you're just, like, not strong enough to be in that relationship. It's, nobody should be in a relationship like that. And both of you probably need to separate. Like, that person is needing to do a lot of self work.
Yes.
And when you're in a relationship, sometimes it's hard to do that because you have the distraction of, well, this, I'm with this person, and they can, you kind of, like, lean on them a lot more than you need to. And it can be a big burden on the person that's in that relationship doing that.
Yeah, like, you, like, if you're the, like, the, I don't want to say emotionally stable one, but if you're not the one suffering in that relationship, you feel you're like, okay, I have to be strong for them, and you can't have any burdens of your own, because if you do, then you can't be there for the other person. And it's a major emotional toll. Like, if you're with someone and something tragic happens in their lifetime, and, like, in that moment with them, like, if something happens, obviously be there for them and be strong for them, and then it gradually gets better, and you go back to, like, whatever normal is. But if someone is struggling with clinical depression and for 4 years, I mean, your anger is valid. Your feelings are valid. I would also suggest you getting a therapist. Maybe they can explain this a little better. But I think that relationship, it has to be extremely draining for them. And it is okay to walk away. It's okay to be like, I need more and I clearly can't help.
Well, it's interesting that the person writing this didn't ask.
Yeah, like, should it?
Should I walk away?
They're just
should
saying, are it okay that I get angry?
Yeah, which, yes.
It is okay.
The answer is yes, because you're a human.
Yeah.
And that is fucking frustrating.
Feelings are valid there.
That is horribly frustrating. Yes. I would never be able to deal with that. I would be super resentful.
Lucky
and
for you,
struggling.
I'm the happiest person on the planet.
Yeah, well, we just wouldn't have worked out. Like, that's the thing. Like, when things like that happen, that person has a big tolerance for being angry. And maybe, you know, with the person that wrote this, like, maybe they have a history of being an angry person. And so they're used to tolerating things that just make them angry, and that's okay because that's just life. So
maybe, honestly, they were never angry. They were just hopeful. They're like, oh, they're dealing with this. I can help. Maybe that was her thought process. I can help, and they're getting help, so it's going to be better.
Yeah.
And there was just this hope that kept bringing them, like taking them forward. And then when nothing ever changed, even though they kept trying to help and the therapist maybe kept trying to help and nothing changed, then you just got fed up, which is valid, which is very valid.
Only two things should have happened after this has been written. The person that needed therapy, that's going through clinical depression, has really done the work and is a happier human. Or this person that wrote this has left them. There are only two good options.
Yeah. You need to set a boundary with this kind of situation. A lot of people think that, like, they can't set boundaries when someone's going through something or is struggling with a disorder. A lot of people think, like, well, I have to be understanding and, like, I have to compromise my own shit for them. You can always set a boundary. Because someone's going through something doesn't give them the right to treat you like shit. Because someone's going through something doesn't mean that they can't do a certain thing. They're going through something, so you have to understand that they will be sad or whatever, but you can still set a boundary. Like, you can say, you cannot talk negatively about yourself around me. I can't handle it. Yeah. Or when I have set a really great, if I've given you a really fun day, you can't dismiss it at the end of the day. Like, you can set boundaries, and if they cross those, it's over. And that is totally fine to do. A lot of people think they can't do that, but they're like, well, they're struggling, so, like, I have to let them treat me like shit, or I have to, like, let them get away with stuff. No. I have been sad. I've been mad. I've been depressed. I've been all of the things, and that has never given me an excuse to treat someone else negatively.
Correct.
Like,
or expect them to stay with you.
No. Yeah.
That's the other thing is the guilt trip of, I mean, there are two different sides to this where, like, the people that on both sides should be validated for their feelings. Being depressed is really hard, and it's understandable that the people around you, you're going to hurt the most, and you want them to stay.
Yeah.
And of course you don't want them to leave you. But on the other hand, the other people that are dealing with the people that are depressed, you do not have to stay solely because you feel like you owe them something.
Yeah.
Everyone has a right to their own happiness, their true self-happiness.
Yes.
And if someone else's energy, depression, like emotional struggles, mental illness is keeping you from that, you do have to understand boundaries and separate yourself from those types of situations.
Yeah.
It's very, very important, because otherwise you're going to get into a codependent relationship where you feel like you owe the person who is depressed something, and the depressed person feels like you can't abandon them.
Yeah. Like, and how dare
very,
you?
Very, very negative.
How dare you leave me when I'm in this state?
Correct. And not saying, like, it's just everyone is valid in these moments. Like, everyone's emotions are hard, and it's okay that you feel these ways, but
always do what is best for you.
You have to be thinking of yourself always.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, it's just not in a selfish way, in a, this is better for me and for this person that we are not in a codependent situation.
Yeah.
So that's hard. That's really hard, though, because the people on both ends are going to feel a very strong way.
Yes. But it's been 4 years of the same thing. Like, if it's just like a week of something, you'd be like, they're making me upset for a week. I need to do what's right for me and break up with them. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
4 years.
This is a clear, this person has been really just putting a lot of time into supporting their partner.
Yeah.
And trying really hard.
Yeah.
But everyone is just a human being, and it's only, you're going to be worn down.
Yes.
So no, the answer is no. You're not a bad person for feeling angry.
Correct.
That is not.
All right. All right. We've been talking for 32 minutes already. We haven't even scratched the surface of the other shit that we have to talk about. So one, we're going to check to see if we have another sponsor for today. And then we're going to move into a couple of Am I the Assholes that Joy and I did not finish.
I'm so excited.
Sponsor. Sponsor.
Sponsor.
Home Chef. Home Chef is our sponsor for today. I personally always love to talk about what we should have for dinner. But then, like most people, that question turns daunting. And inevitably, we always end up ordering takeout because we take so long to figure out what we want to eat that by the time we figure it out, it's too late to start cooking. And even when you order food, it never's super satisfying. And it wastes so much money. So if you'd rather have a home-cooked meal without the dread of the what should we have for dinner question and planning ahead and going grocery shopping, then Home Chef is the perfect answer for you because they make it easy and they save you money. They do this while still having fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes delivered right to your doorstep. It couldn't get easier than that. And they have multiple options, whether you prefer a classic meal kit with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, or speedy, really quick recipes for less than 30 minutes. There are oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients or microwavable meals that assemble in minutes, which is usually my go-to. They have you and your whole family covered. And if you're like me and have a particular dietary need, don't worry. They have 30 options a week that serve different dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. And for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus a free dessert for life. And of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/Rachel. That's homechef.com/Rachel for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. Homechef.com/Rachel. You must be an active subscriber to receive the free dessert, but that's for life.
Here's one that Emily apparently is obsessed with. Also, Emily calls Abby mom and constantly says smash whenever she sees her, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
Smash.
Smash.
I am very smashable.
You are extremely smashable, and I'm in constant I want to smash mode.
This is true.
Yeah, you know. All right. Am I? All right.
Smell good.
You
smell
really good. Oh, thank you. I showered.
I like the way your hair smells.
I shampooed it. There you go.
That's nice.
All right. Am I the asshole for not letting my husband bond with our unborn baby?
I don't feel like I have the right to answer some of these questions.
Okay, let me read the rest. There's a lot. I, a 26-year-old female, am 5 months pregnant with a baby boy. This is my first one with my husband, a male who is 31, and we're both excited to expand our family. Once my belly started showing, my husband started putting his hands on it constantly. The problem is that I have an anxiety disorder and don't like being touched, especially when it's sudden. He knows this, but it puts his hands on my belly randomly and refuses to remove it. When I asked, nope, if you have asked someone to remove their hands from your body, they must remove their hands from your body.
Yes, I already have an answer to this.
It doesn't matter. That is your body. No one is allowed to touch it without your permission. I don't care if it's someone else's baby inside of you.
He's like, but I jizzed inside of you, and that's part of me.
You're allowed to okay? jizz if said so, but not put your hands on.
That's part of me in there.
All right. He does it all the time, sometimes when I'm asleep, and also when we're with family, he'll put his hands on my belly, even lifts my top. No. Every time I tell him to stop because it's uncomfortable, he tells me that it's his son and he needs his bonding time.
He was like, I own that shit.
No, he does not own your body. Last night was my final straw. We were out on the front porch with my friends and he pulled me from behind and wrapped both his arms around my belly. My friends were weirded out and I quietly whispered to him to let go. But he said, don't mind us, meaning him and his baby. We're just here bonding. I had to lash out and moved away from him while telling him to stop. He looked at me so confused, then turned around and walked back inside
inside the house. He avoided talking to anyone for the rest of the gathering, then blew up at me and said, I shouldn't have done that. And he thought everything he did was completely normal. I told him I already expressed how uncomfortable I was, and he said he was my husband and that he was meaning to bond with his son and not me, and then told me to get over myself and stop acting like a sensitive little girl. I hate him.
I hate this man so much.
He needs to
He
stop should have
just
existing.
Impregnated a goat, to be honest.
Yes. Yeah. He would have impregnated himself if he could have.
Yeah, what the hell?
I got mad and told him that he is no longer allowed to do it, and he got angry and said, that's not my call. Yes, it is. That's your body. It's your call. And I can't act selfish and prevent him from bonding with his son. When he is... No, fuck him.
He okay, went. Stop reading. Just stop reading.
He went, but he went and vented to his mother.
Stop reading. I don't want to hear anymore. I don't want to hear any fucking more about this man. No, stop. Just stop reading. We're gonna stop now.
Fuck him.
This person doesn't deserve to be written, like, read the rest of his story.
No,
at
he
all.
He is a piece of shit.
But it's the wife who is. Like,
yeah, she's writing this. But so. No, honey, if you don't want someone touching your body, even your fucking spouse. Then they have.
Wait, they have a child already, right? Isn't
well,
that what she
I
said?
Think she said this is her first child with him, so I think she's already
had
one.
Oh, he's feeling a certain type of way. He's
he
like,
is feeling a certain way.
Finally, my own DNA.
It doesn't fucking matter. If you one day said I'm not allowed to touch you anymore, one that would shift our relationship. But I would not allowed to touch you anymore. It doesn't fucking matter. That is your body.
Well, and that's not even what she said.
Well,
she
it was
said,
just like I don't.
Please
like-
stop touching my belly in a way where I'm like an incubate.
Yeah,
your,
but she
like,
also said,
seed?
Like, it's the sudden thing. Like, he doesn't suddenly. She has an anxiety yeah. disorder where she doesn't like to suddenly be touched
yeah.
or, like, overwhelmed. So if he maybe, if like, was sitting and he's like, hey, I'd really love to touch your stomach right now. Are you okay with that? Is a completely different thing than him just coming up and grabbing her. And then when she says stop, he goes, shh, 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 shh. This is just me and my son.
This doesn't need to be talked about.
This
I'm over
stupid.
This one, to be honest.
No. All right.
Anyways.
All
okay.
right. I think
I'm
that's
tired.
The end.
I'm ready to go.
It's been 47 minutes. We're done.
Perfect.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope that you enjoyed
Sorry
our
also
advice.
For having to listen to this.
I enjoyed us.
Well, yeah, we enjoy us, but, you know.
We always enjoy us. I love you, babe. Thanks for being here.
Love you, babe. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks for another well, we won't. I will. For another Rachel Uncensored. All right, that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make season two even more memorable together.